In this presentation, we are going to introduce the first Asian and Philippine album for Cloth Nazareth. At first, I will give you some introduction about Cloth Nazareth and the Asian Circus. Before proposing our Asian Synchronous Dispatching album, we are going to review the classic Synchronous Dispatching albums, including the Random Dispatching and Concurrent Round Robin Dispatching. By using our Asian Synchronous Dispatching album, we have implemented a two-port Cloth Nazareth. Simulation results show that this network can set a path in 6.2 nanoseconds and release in 3.9 nanoseconds. The term of speech networks are for all kinds of speech structures, including crossbar, close, beneath, beyond, etc. They are first used in the telephone networks to reduce error overhead of speech structure. Later, they are used in the asynchronous transfer mode, ATM networks, and IP networks. The Atlanta chipset is the first chipset that implemented a whole cloth network into a group of chips and provide more than 600 megabits throughput performance in 1997. By using the optical switch, the Peterstar chipset provides 160 gigabits throughput performance in 2003 as really good. In recent years, the switch network has found its use in intra and inter chip internet networks. Some researchers claim that instead of a low-read distributor with many wide ports, using high-read distributor with many narrow ports has improved the throughput performance and reduced the latency. Spatial division multiplexing flow control network can provide delay guaranteed services. Seeing how the high-read distributor and the spatial division will increase port count of every router, which means we can use the switch network to reduce the error overhead. We are more concentrating on asynchronous circuits. Compared with synchronous circuits, asynchronous circuits are low power because they don't use the clock signal. Yet they may provide some performance boost since they're running at average latency. Somehow, more importantly, the asynchronous circuits are tolerant to process variation. There are lots of implementation styles for asynchronous circuits, such as two-phase and four-phase protocols. Now, two-phase protocols are sensitive to PALs. Noises are also PALs, so two-phase protocols may be sensitive to noise. The data paths in asynchronous circuits could be formed by bundled data pipelines or quasi-delay incentive QDR pipelines. The match delay line in bundled data pipelines need cautious timing assumptions, which is not that tolerant to process variation. Therefore, all the circuits implemented in this presentation are using the four-phase QDR pipelines. Combine all this together, we are trying to provide an error-efficient and high-speed switch network for on-chip network, exactly the high-redux router. The asynchronous circuits are low-power and tolerant to process variation, and the closed switch structures can reduce the error overhead. As you can see from the slides, the traditional three-stage closed switch network includes three switch modules, the input module, IM, central module, CM, and output module, OM. All the ports are divided into K groups, so we have K IMs and K OMs. Every IM have N ports, also the OMs. We have N number of central modules. Because every IM to CM or CM to OM only have one link, therefore every IM is N times M crossbar, every OM is M times N crossbar, and every CM is K times K crossbar. We also have names for internal links, such as IM to CM links called link for input, LI, and links from CM to OM is called link for output, LO. In ATM networks, there may be some memories in those modules. If we have memories in central modules, we call the SM as cloth network. If we have memories in IMs or OMs, it's called MSM cloth network. See how we are proposing to use the cloth switch structure into on-chip environments. We are not going to buffer any packets. Therefore, we are more concentrating on the S-3 cloth structure, which doesn't have any memory in any of the modules. Refer to the connectivity of the switch network. A network could be blocking, which means some I/O pairs cannot be connected together because of internal blocking. Of course, we want to use non-blocking switch networks. We have two kinds of them. The first one is called restrict-based non-blocking, SMB, which means all of I/O pairs can be connected in any kind of situation. The other one is called rearrangeable non-blocking, RMB, means some I/O pairs can only be connected if the previous configuration would be changed. For the closed network, if the number of central module M is larger than 2 minus 1, the closed network is SMB. If the number of M is less than 2 minus 1, but larger than N, is an RB network. If the central module's number M is less than N, actually the closed network is blocking. We have two kinds of non-blocking networks, but they have different area consumptions. As you can see from the result, area overheads of the switching structure increase with the port counts. All kinds of non-blocking closed networks, including RMB and SMB, have lower area consumption than the closed bar structure, seeing how the RMB closed network have the minimal area consumption. Therefore, we are proposing to use the RMB closed networks. We have two kinds of routing algorithms to control the closed switching network. The first one is called optimal algorithm, which can always provide optimal match results, but with longer time and may not be implemented by hardware. Therefore, all the hardware-based dynamically conceivable closed switch networks are using heuristic algorithms, which may or may not provide the optimal match result, but always finish in a fixed time and implementable in hardware. Unlike the closed bar structure, the closed network provides multiple paths for any I/O pairs. As you can see from this example, the closed network has three central modules, therefore any I/O pair has three different paths, everyone through a different central module. So the most important question to build a path is trying to forward all the requests from input ports, IPs, to different central modules fairly. And the dispatching algorithm exactly is the algorithm that controls the procedure to dispatch all the requests from the central modules to input modules to central modules. Okay, now we can review the classic synchronous dispatching algorithm. The first one is random dispatching. It is divided into two phases, happen in a serial way. So the first one is happening in input modules called input module allocation, and the second one is central module allocation. In the first phase, all of the input ports, IPs, that have request waiting will send this request to all of its LIs. We also have an example here, which is the worst scenario. All the four IPs have a request requesting different output modules, output ports. So if the structure, the closed bar structure, all the four IPs will be connected. Now, in the closed network, all the IPs send its request to all of the LIs in the same IM, as shown in the dotted line. So in the next step, every LI has an arbiter. All these arbiters run independently and randomly select an IP to connect a path. Unfortunately, for the worst scenario, all the LI arbiters will select the same IP. Therefore, in this case, you will find out that two of the four IPs really lost its chance to connect the path, and only two of them have a request forwarded to the central module. Then in the phase 2, every LO also have an arbiter randomly select an LI. Also, for the four worst scenario, all the LO operators select the same LI, so only one of the four IPs will finally connect the path to output port, and other three are failed. The random dispatching is the simplest one, but it cannot handle the contentions in IM. To prove the system performance, there's a new dispatching algorithm called the concurrent round-robin dispatching. It's introduced iterations into the IM allocation. Actually, the first two steps are the same as the random session, all the IP sends requests to all of the IIs and IIs plus one IP, exactly the same as the work scenario. So two of them fail to reserve a caching in the IP iteration. Then, every IP has an actor to select an LI if multiple LI grants that. Therefore, we can guarantee that every IP can only set up one path to LI, or maybe none at all. Then we can use iterations. So all other IPs that fail to reserve paths in the first iteration can request again to the available LI. Then you can think up that all of the four IPs now can forward its request to central modules. Exactly what happened. And then in the phase two, exactly, actually it's the same as the random dispatching. All the LO IPs select an LI. Unfortunately, they still could happen with contentions that only half of them will connect to an output module, and two of the initial requests need to request again. So the CRD algorithm resolves the contentions in the IM allocation by using iterations, but it still cannot resolve the contentions in CM allocations. Okay. Now we are trying to propose our asynchronous dispatching algorithm. We have some difficulties. The first one is packets arriving asynchronously, and all the modules should be event-driven, which is not the case for synchronous clock networks. And because we don't have a clock signal, the request that filters the path to the CM location will not resolve itself automatically. It's always waiting there, so they will change themselves into open requests. To handle this problem, we will divide the dispatching algorithm into two sub-algorithms which run independently in IMs and CM. So they could be event-driven. And we will send back the state in CM back to the IM modules. Therefore, the request that fail to reserve a path in the CM modules will know exactly its data and request again. Therefore, we don't have an open request. Okay, for an asynchronous dispatching, actually, they can get the same result as the CRD algorithm, as shown in the example. Now, two of the central modules have a state update, and this update will be feedback to the input modules. Then all the requests that fail to reserve paths in the central module will know exactly it failed, so it can request again on different paths. Therefore, we can ensure, in this case, all of the IPs will reserve a path to its requested output port. If we compare all these algorithms together, the random dispatching is the simplest one, but cannot resolve the contentions in IMs and CMs. The CRD algorithm can resolve the contentions in IM by using the iteration, but it cannot resolve that contentions in CM. The asynchronous dispatching algorithm can handle all of the contentions. The asynchronous objects actually naturally handle all the contentions in IM. The state feedback from CM to IM will withdraw the open request and handle contentions in CM. Here is the hardware structure of the core scheduler. As you can see, every module has its distributed scheduler. All the requests from input ports will first go into the input generator, which will divide the request into an OM request and an IM request. IM request is used in the dispatching algorithm, and OM request will forward to the target output module and reserve output port. So we have an IM dispatcher and a CM dispatcher running the independent sub-algorithms. The IM request will send to the IM dispatcher, and the communication between the IM dispatcher and the CM dispatcher finally reserve paths in the request of IM request CM, which is the sub-clock network to forward the OEM request. When the dispatching algorithm reserves paths in the sub-clock network, the OM request is forwarded to the OM scheduler and finally reserve the output port. Then the ATK is sent back exactly use the same passes in the start port memory and finally go back to the input generator and generate the ATK to the request. We start from a simple structure, which is a CM dispatcher or OM scheduler. They have the same structure. Every output port of the CM module or output module have an arbiter, could be tree arbiter or mutex arbiter. This arbiter receive all the requests from different input ports and generate the grab signal as an ATK normally. We have a state signal here. Actually, the ATK and the state pair are mutually exclusive. So when the request coming, if the ATK is raised, it means an output port is reserved for this request. If the status raised means this target and output port have been reserved by other requests, so exactly this request must be withdrawn. Now the withdrawal happens in input modules, so the state signal will send back to the input module and restore the request. Okay, now the IM dispatcher received all the IM requests from the input generator and receive the state feedback ATKs from CM dispatcher and generate request to CM dispatcher. Our example is a CE484 clock network. We have 8 different output modules. So every request, IM request, have 8 bits to denote the 8 different output modules. The same for ATK signal, state signal, and request signal to or from the system module dispatcher. Because we have 8 different output modules or 8 different directions, every LI can be used for 8 different directions. Therefore, made it better for us to use 8 different match arbiters for single LI. Every match arbiter is doing the arbitration for different output directions. See how these arbiters can generate the same LI reservation request, but for different output directions. Therefore, we need an LI arbiter here to avoid this kind of situation. The match result generated by this match arbiter, along with the ATK signal from CM dispatcher, will generate finally the ATK signal back to the input generator and the configuration for its start code network. Every match arbiter is a multi-resource arbiter proposed by the ASNL group in Newcastle University. It can match multiple requests with multiple clients in a serial way. Because the time using every request is quite small, so actually we can think it as a concurrent match arbiter. The match result actually is generated by the H signal, which is the matrix, and we can use the few elements to capture this result. Since the multi-resource arbiter is actually arbitration those requests in a serial way, so once the match result is captured, we need to withdraw the request to those match multi-resource arbiter as soon as possible. That's why we generate block signal here for the client CM and the request IMR. This match result is only withdrawn when this new state feedback say the request result has been reserved by other requests, so it must be request again. All the initial IMR is withdrawn means the request is already finally finished. By using this match result and the OR gate tree, we can generate request to a single LI link. But as I said, there are 8 different match arbiters. You can generate the same request to the same LI for different output modules. Therefore, we have an LI arbiter here to make sure the CMR is one hop. For the configuration generation, we use the internal result of these match arbiters and the ATK signals plus the request signals to generate the configuration. This configuration will, because we have 8 different match arbiters, so we need all of them together to generate the real configuration. And in this configuration, we can finally generate ATK signal. the area and the speed overhead performance shown in this table. There is the area breakdown. As you can see here, the IM dispatcher is the most area consuming part, which takes about 60% area consumption. And finally, the whole scheduler will use more than 60K days for the 32-port closed network. It's a little bit big. And for the speed performance, the dispatching algorithm can revert paths in 4.6 nanoseconds and relays in 2.9 nanoseconds. The OM scheduler will set paths in 1.6 nanoseconds and relays in 1 nanosecond. For total, including the dispatching and OM scheduler, a path is set up in 6.2 nanoseconds and relays in 3.9 nanoseconds. And by using the detailed latency performance, we can estimate that for every round latency, there's about 2 to 3 iterations happen from CM to IM feedback. It's quite time consuming to use hardware model to do generate any throughput performance, so we have implemented a MATLAB simulation model. Compare the MATLAB model with the hardware model, we can normalize the hardware model and finally find out they're quite accurate. Besides that, the hardware model can generate 2 to 3 iterations, and if we use the MATLAB model, you can see that the hardware model is in between of those MATLAB models. So that is 2 to 3 iterations. Okay, by using this MATLAB model, plus some models for the CRD and RD algorithm, we generate different throughput analysis. The left side is the throughput performance with different injector traffic. The traffic model is non-blocking, random, uniform traffic. And the random dispatching have a lowest throughput performance, around 50%. The concurrent round robin dispatching algorithm can generate 70%, and our agent dispatching with 3 iterations at its best can provide 77% throughput performance. So our agent dispatching is best, okay. And I also mentioned that we are using the RMB closed network. Agent circuits doesn't allow a previous configuration to be reconfigured. So actually the RMB closed network will generate some conflict. A restriction for the connectivity is actually blocking. We try to increase number of central modules, as I was showing in the right side figure. If we increase number of central modules, the throughput performance rise with number of central modules. When we have 7 central modules, then we are changing the code network from RMB network to an SMB network, and we will see the throughput performance here. Our agent dispatching algorithm has a 96% throughput performance. It's only 4% lost than the optimal 1 throughput performance. Other 2 classic synchronous dispatching algorithms all have a more than 10% throughput loss. So still our asynchronous dispatching have the best performance. Okay, in conclusion, in this presentation we have a proposed the first asynchronous dispatching or routing algorithm for closed network, and our performance is better than the classic random roaming and random dispatching and concurrent round robin dispatching algorithms. In the future, we want to reduce the area overhead and try to reduce latency. We also want to simplify the closed structure to use this kind of structure and routing algorithm in SDM, on-chip network routers, or high-risk routers. Thank you.